Today I'm going to talk with you about the exposure to gang violence and the influence it has on youth's mental health development. Just some general background information. Gang violence is an escalating public health issue present in our society today. In 2004, the National Youth Gang Survey found that from 1998 to 2003, there were an estimated 373,000 violent victimizations committed by gang members. And those violent victimizations were instances such as rape, aggravated assault, and murder. Further, one-fourth of cities with more than 2,500 people reported issues with gang violence, and more than three-fourths of cities with a population greater than 50,000 had problems also with gang violence. And as you can see, in the United States, there's an estimated 24,000 active gangs representing about 760,000 active gang members. So as you can see, gang violence does not discriminate. It affects populations and cities of varying population. There are several definitions of gang violence. However, Hudson et al. Provide a very comprehensive description of it, stating that it is any of a number of crimes in which either the victim or the suspect is an active gang member, and the crime occurs as a result of that relationship or membership. Gang violence occurs for several reasons. Poverty and unemployment can lead gang members to engage in violence to enhance their social status and their economic status in the society. Gang members want to feel connected to others, and the lack of parental supervision forces them to seek out alternative connections. Further, gang members look to protect or enhance their image within the gang or to other gangs in society. They will do anything to protect their reputation, and if they feel disrespected, they will retaliate. And when I mean retaliate, I mean they can retaliate against other gang members or family members of other gang members or just people in society. And I've just come to realize or understand that an initiation process into a gang, also they've been doing drive-bys and have been told to shoot somebody in order to get into a gang. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of nursing research about gang violence, and what there is related to gang violence is incorporated into a larger construct of community violence. What's been come to understand about community violence is it does have a ripple effect throughout the community, and that people are affected physically. For instance, an innocent bystander being hit by a stray bullet. They can develop mental health injuries such as post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety, and financially. For instance, the housing prices in the neighborhood could drop. New businesses may be deterred from opening new stores in the community, which affect the local economy. Youth's exposure to community violence can lead to problems with internalizing symptoms such as anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, and suicidal thoughts. And they can also develop externalizing behaviors such as aggression, social isolation, the desire to join a gang, and increased participation in illegal activities. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to examine the psychological consequences to youth due to their exposure to gang violence in the community. This was a non-experimental qualitative descriptive study conducted through the use of semi-structured individualized interviews. They were audio recorded and a professional transcribed them. This was a convenient sample of children from a community center in Louisville, Kentucky that were asked to participate in the study. 8 children who were asked to participate had been exposed to gang violence in the past 2 years and were between the ages of 8 and 18. Just to give you a little information about Louisville, it is the largest city in Kentucky with an estimated population of over 500,000 people. Specific to Kentucky, there are many gangs, many ethnic gangs, such as the Asian Boys, the Black Gangster Disciples, Bloods, Crips, and Latin Kings. Specific to Louisville, in addition to these, you also have there's a gang known as the Bad News that is kind of gaining prominence in that area. The individualized interviews consisted of 5 open-ended questions. What type of activities do you participate in? Tell me about your experiences in your neighborhood. Tell me about your experiences with gangs. Talk about how those experiences have affected your school and family life, and how have these experiences with gangs affected your participation in neighborhood activities. In order to protect the subjects, the study was approved by the Institutional Review Board at the University of Kentucky and by the Metro Parks City Council with the City of Louisville. The community center employees worked with researchers to identify youths who had been exposed to violence. Informational sessions were conducted to give the parents a chance to ask questions and learn about the study. During those informational sessions, parental consent as well as child assent were obtained. And of course, this was all done prior to data collection. Within those consent forms, children were invited to participate. The reasons for the study were given, my contact information, and any information they had about their rights and responsibilities as research participants. And they were all specifically told that if they didn't feel comfortable answering any questions, that they didn't have to. Content analysis was used to analyze the data. Further, the responses were coded, they were evaluated for similar responses, they were synthesized, and then categories emerged. Further, in order to determine established data trustworthiness, member checking and peer debriefing were done. Some of the findings. 7 youths participated in the interviews. However, 2 of them decided not to have their information included in the results. These children were African-American, living in single-parent homes, mainly with their mother or grandmother. The average age was 11, and as I mentioned, these kids came from single-parent homes for various reasons. One child was currently living with his mother because his father had been shot and killed in 2003, and another child was also currently living with his mother because his father was in jail. Based on their responses, 3 categories emerged: emotional implications, personal experiences, and activities and socialization. These children had strong feelings about the violence in their community and how it affected their safety. Many of them were apprehensive about their security in the community because of the violence. One child said, "I kind of feel safe." Another one said, "Mom doesn't want to live up here like no more." In addition to their overall feelings about the community, the gang violence's exposure also influenced their emotion. In addition to feeling worried and scared, such as one child said, "I watch myself every time I walk to school, I just watch my back every time." Yet another said, "I was scared and thought I was going to get shot." In addition to that, 2 children had said that they felt sad for the kids that were being hurt by the gang members. Now, one of those children who had mentioned that did not worry about his own safety because the member of the gang that was beating up the other kid was his cousin. These youths had a wide range of experiences with gangs and gang violence. For instance, one said, "In the neighborhood that I live in now, somebody got shot by in the alley." Yet another said, "I saw some boy get tied up with these 2 little boys." And one said, "You know, I've just been hearing about gang members and what they're doing and what they're going to do to other people." In addition to these comments, one stated that me and my friends, we was walking down on Muhammad Ali, which is a street in Louisville, and this gang called the Bad News, they had jumped this one boy and me, and we'd seen it, but we didn't do nothing, we didn't say nothing. Yet another said this gang named the Bad News, and then they just jumped this old man, and this old man's son was really mad and stuff, just really mad. Each youth had different experiences with gang violence, and their experiences influenced their socialization with others. Many youth participated in activities at school and at the community center. Although they participated in activities, the socialization within the community can be influenced by their exposure to gang violence. One said, "The only time I go outside is if I have to go down to my auntie's house and to drop something off. That's the only time I go outside." Another youth stated that she stays inside and is only allowed outside when her mom or another adult is present. Most of their time is spent at the community center after school, on weekends, holidays, and during the summer. Many believe that gang violence does not influence their socialization with others in the community because of their involvement with the community center. One stated, "The gangs, it doesn't interfere with me. I just come here after school." These children participate in activities sponsored by school and the community center that are supervised by the adults, so some of them don't feel like they are influenced by gang violence because of the structured activities they participate in. As I mentioned, these kids have a different exposure to gang violence and have different emotions related to their experiences. These youth, as I said, have a variety of emotions ranging from feeling sad for the victim to feeling scared and concerned for their own safety. As I said, community safety was a major concern, and a few had a lack of concern for their own safety. Now, the lack of concern for one can be attributed to the fact that his family was in that gang, and that he may have felt protected from harm because of that relationship. Further, he may have been desensitized to the violence because his cousin was in it, and he may be surrounded by it from an early age. Gang violence is just one of many different forms of violence that these youth encounter in the community. From hearing about gang violence to witnessing shootings and assaults, these experiences are reflective of the different acts of violence used by gang members in society. Participating in activities and socializing with others is an important aspect of a child's development. These youths had different opinions. However, the presence of gang violence in the community did affect their socialization. The community center was used as a shelter. The activities they participated in were structured and supervised, therefore lessening their exposure to gang violence. Just some areas for future research, exploring adolescents' exposure to gang violence and the influence it has on their overall development. Investigating adolescents' exposure to gang violence and the different options available to treat those affected by it. Another idea is to compare parents' and adolescents' perceptions of their exposure to gang violence, as what adolescents see may not be the same thing that parents see or perceive. And examining the differences between gender and their exposure to gang violence and mental health. And this last little future research is actually my dissertation. I'm going to interview 10 adolescent boys and their families and some community center employees and find out, you know, if they have any, what their experiences are and how it has affected their mental health development. And that's all I got. Do you want to do questions now or do you want to wait?
Yeah, you actually had 3 more minutes. So.
Okay. I'll entertain any questions if there are any questions. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not looking for kids who are gang members, that they get screened out. And the two kids that I talked to that decided to withdraw their information after I talked to were afraid of that for that specific reason. The main way is that it's anonymous. You know, I meet with them individually and we meet in private rooms, and I tell them up front if they don't want to participate, you know, after we've gone through it, they don't have to, because they may be afraid. And I had asked 8 kids to participate, and one of their parents was apprehensive about it for that reason as well. So right from the get-go, she said no. I just, you know, if they want to answer, they can. If they don't, I, you know, understand, and it's their choice. I don't really, except for keeping their names confidential and their information that they say confidential, that's really the only thing I can do to protect their anonymity. So. Any other questions? Yes. It's varying. The 8-year-old boy that I talked to gave me more information than I ever thought an 8-year-old boy could give me about some of the things that he's seen and done. A lot of kids in Louisville, when I talk to them at the community center, have been approached to about selling drugs and being the carrier pigeon for between different people for the drug trade. Because where Louisville is located, it's on the corridor between Chicago, Indianapolis, and Detroit, and up to Cincinnati. So it's a highway market of drug trade, and so you can get kids up from the middle school age up. It's not unusual, which kind of surprised me, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 of the community centers I used to collect data are located right next to elementary schools, and outside of school every day there's police officers there, and they have metal detectors that they use to go in and out of school to safeguard for those issues. Sure.
But when I drive home, I mean, I have 30 miles, right? Even 25, 30 miles out past that
way out in the country. Mm-hmm. Overpassing on the main highway gang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a. No, it's definitely gotten into the rural area. There's several cities in Kentucky, several counties in Kentucky that have gang issues. They obviously don't like to promote it because, you know, who wants to promote gang violence? And, you know, they keep it on the down low, so to speak, because they want to, have more people come into their counties and cities. But it is a problem that, you know, not many people are paying attention to outside of those who live in Los Angeles, Chicago, you know, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, where I'm from. That's why I got interested in this stuff. But you'd be surprised. Durham, North Carolina is the gang capital of America with all the gangs that they have, you know, and you'd be really surprised by the amount of gangs that are out there and...